Today's podcast is brought to you by the Herzog Foundation. Today, you're going to meet two women who are making a difference. Now, one is a question for moms. Do you want to be perfect or do you want to be happy? Then I have another mom who became an entrepreneur when she couldn't find athletic wear that also met her need for safety. Find out about the ingenious line of clothing she created. That's all coming up next. This is the Moms for America podcast. Each week, leaders and everyday champions tell personal stories, share advice, and tackle the issues most important to moms. Hi, moms. I'm Debbie Kurlaitis, your host, and welcome once again to the Moms for America podcast. So glad that you're joining us again this week. Right, every episode we get together, we inspire, encourage, and educate moms and their journey through motherhood. Well, we got another interesting show for you today. You're going to meet two women that we interviewed at CPAC this year. First up is Kareth Foster. Now, Kareth is a TV and radio personality. She's an author, a wife, and a mother who is committed to being a positive force of change in the world. Kareth began her career working on ABC's The View, but her views, they weren't in alignment with The View, so she left and she found fulfillment and success elsewhere. Kareth is the author of You Can Be Perfect or You Can Be Happy. Take a listen. Well, we've got another incredible mother stopping by the booth here. We have Kareth Foster, producer, stand-up comedian, host, author, CEO, I mean, and of course, mama being the biggest title of all.
That's it.
But welcome.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
What a treat.
Well, I don't know really where to start because you've got a whole bunch of stuff to discuss. But first, maybe we should talk a little bit about your book.
Let's talk about this. This is something that I wish I had when I was 20 years old.
So right? Like you can be perfect
or you can be happy. Now, spoiler alert, there's no such thing as perfection.
Right.
Because we're perfectly imperfect, right? But we strive for perfection like it's a job, like it's a mission. We should be striving for excellence, not perfection. Because it's like that carrot that you're chasing that you'll never get. And even if you get it in seconds, there's going to be a bigger, shinier carrot. So strive for excellence and learn to be happy. Happiness is as individual as we are.
Right.
Now, there's a caveat to happiness, and that is that it's not a constant.
And because it can surround happenings.
It can.
Happiness.
It can. And if we can understand that we're not supposed to be on all the time, we're not supposed to be happy all the time, how else will we discern when things are good? If they were good all the time, you wouldn't know the difference between good and bad, sad and happy. Like, it's called life.
Yeah.
And if we can teach, especially young women, that, you know, things happen. Yeah. You're not always going to be the perfect, perky,
this
smiley.
This is great for moms.
It's wonderful for moms. My plan for this is like a chicken soup for the soul series. And I want to do one for moms. Because that was what really started this book for me. I was struggling. I told you I had two water births, but my first daughter was born at 4 pounds.
How old are the kids now?
10 and 12.
10 and 12. Girls, boys?
Two girls.
Okay.
Two girls. So I'm a girl mom. And it was my first daughter almost dying because she wasn't getting breast milk because my supply had tanked and she wasn't nursing properly. And I felt like, you know, you've got one job. You know that expression? You got one job. My one job was to keep that baby alive. Mm. And I almost failed. And I was so hard on myself.
Ooh,
I beat myself up terribly, as most moms do.
And things like this happen to moms. A lot of moms right now are going, yeah, I remember, I had problems too.
All the time. And so it was a friend who came by to love on me to say, listen, things happen. You know, you are doing the best job that you can. And you can be happy or you can be perfect. I choose happy. And that marinated in my brain for a little while. I wish, you know, the heavens should have opened up. A chorus of angels should have started singing.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
But I thought about it for years. And I thought, I juxtaposed it. You can be perfect. You can be happy. And I thought about how much of my life I spent trying to be perfect. The perfect daughter. The perfect friend. The perfect girlfriend. The perfect wife. The perfect mom. And what was that costing me? It was costing me money sometimes. It was costing me peace. It was costing me joy. And it was costing me happiness.
And it's not attainable.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, great book. How do we get the book?
Absolutely. So it's on Amazon right now. I did self-publish, so that goes to me mostly. But it's also on my site. It debuted on Amazon's bestseller list under Personal Transformation.
Great.
I don't call it self-help because it's really about personal responsibility,
okay.
Right? And owning your stuff, which we have to do.
Again, perfect. You can be perfect or you can be happy. from Kareth Foster.
Yes, ma'am.
The other thing I want to talk about is a little bit about your background as well.
Yes.
So you used to work on The View. So my background's television, 25, I guess now about 30 years. But you used to work on The View.
Yes.
And left that and went on to other professional career. But why'd you leave The View?
Well, I jokingly say I'm a recovered journalist because of that.
That would do it to you, right? That would do it to you.
I was there at the very beginning. It was my first big job out of school. And I wanted to be the next Oprah, the next Connie Chung. And I thought, who better than Barbara Walters to have as a boss? And much respect to Barbara. You know, that glass ceiling was there. But I just became a little disillusioned with what happens in the media. And I wanted to be a beacon of light and truth. And some of the things I saw behind the scenes made me sad. It hurt my heart because I think that we can do so much good with our words and with our inspiration and how we can and influence people. And I felt like that wasn't the main goal of a lot of the folks that I was working with. Now, many of them didn't have control because, you know, orders come down from the network. Mm-hmm. You get orders from sponsors, right?
Sure, yeah. I mean, obviously there's messaging, there's agendas, there is a vision for the show, there's a mission for the show. What about the show now when you...
I watch the show now. I know Barbara's rolling in her grave. Like, she's got to be rolling in her grave. I'm sorry. The way it has decomposed is really the only word I can think of.
It's toxic.
Listen, I love Sarah Haynes. I went to college with her sisters. She's brilliant. She's smart. And I think Whoopi is smarter than she's acting like. You know, it makes me very sad to see people who off screen are intelligent people catering, right, to what they think the narrative is that everybody wants to hear. And that's part of what I appreciate so much about what you all are doing, about, you know, what we're seeing with a lot of independent media sources,
right,
is real talk,
right,
and not...
And that's what you've done, too. You've kind of gone
it.
And you're hosting some different shows, you're co-hosting. But to that point on The View, and you know, we have like a... Here at Moms for America, we have The Mom View, which is conservative voices, a place where moms can have a chance to talk about the issues without being banned or ashamed or not feeling like they have a value. The thing they don't understand about The View is they don't have all the views. They're just one view. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's interesting to me is, like, aren't you paying attention to what other people are saying? Like,
right.
Don't you hear, like, where is your pulse
right.
on what's happening in the world? And it's very tone deaf to me.
Very tone, that's a great word to use. It is very tone deaf.
And so, you know, that's why other people are popping up. That's why what y'all are doing is great. Because, you know, there's Paul Conte, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's a philosopher, modern day, and speaker, and he said, you know, most Americans fall into this category of League of Reasonable Voters, where that 70-80% who aren't extremely right, who aren't extremely left,
right.
we're in the middle. We have some conservative views, we have some liberal views. That's where most people are. And to go to the extremes, as what we've seen done, that is really kind of wrecking society.
It is. It's very toxic, and it is very detrimental, and it is causing a huge division in our country. But closing statement here, we're on the high. We're here at CPAC,
yep.
a lot of celebration, a lot of hope.
Yes.
What's your thoughts about the next 6 months, the next year?
Well,
I mean, you have little ones. You want a brighter America for them.
My goal is for people to come together. My goal is for this binary thinking to just be eradicated, because we have more in common than we don't.
I agree.
And if we can stop listening to the vitriol and the just overwhelming extremities that are happening on left and right, if we can really see we're more together than we're not, we have a future.
Yeah.
We have a future.
Well, good. Well, thank you for all that you're doing. Thanks for this great book.
Absolutely.
Again, you can be perfect or you can be happy. Check it all out. Thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for being a great voice. And keep raising those kiddos. That's the biggest job we have.
That's it.
Is loving them and raising them and being their mamas. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, Kareth is right. As a country, we really are more together than we are divided. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, you'll meet a remarkable mom and entrepreneur. Amy Robbins had a need for safety in her own life, and she founded a company to meet that need for herself and for millions of moms just like her. We'll be right back. Hi, moms. I'm excited to share some news about our new sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. We know you're passionate about raising patriots and empowering your children with the best education possible. And the Herzog Foundation shares that passion. They're dedicated to promoting liberty through education freedom and helping parents like you choose the best educational path. They offer a powerhouse of resources designed to support families and schools alike. Whether you're ready to dive in headfirst to the world of education or simply looking for more ways to empower your child's learning. From free training events to their must-read online publication, The Lion, they're committed to keeping you informed about what's happening in education. Also, if you've ever thought, moms, about starting your own Christian school or co-op, their School Box online course will give you everything you need to get started on the right foot. Again, we are so proud to partner with the Herzog Foundation, and we encourage you to explore all their amazing tools and the insights that they offer. So go ahead, visit herzogfoundation.com to learn more. You won't want to miss these incredible resources. Again, find it all out at herzogfoundation.com.
You know, I've never really felt comfortable sharing pictures of my kids on social media. Tubu, a premium social app with an actual authentic community. No bots, no one trolling me or my family. Just clean, wholesome content you can trust.
All right, welcome back, moms. Before we continue, I'd like to invite all of you to like, subscribe, and share our podcast. I always ask this every week. Share this with your mama friends in your mama circles, would you please? Also, if you have an idea or a topic for our podcast, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at podcast@momsforamerica.net. I would love to get your feedback and any suggested guests or topics. Lastly, I do want to invite all of you moms, the mamas that are listening out there, to join the movement here at Moms for America. I'm just assuming that everybody's a part of our tribe. But if you're not, maybe this is the first time you're catching us, please join the movement at momsforamerica.us. How do we do that? Well, you go to momsforamerica.us and you sign up. You look at our newsletter. You check out all of our resources. We have webinars, seminars, incredible information that will help you, mom, raise that next generation of patriots. We are moms uniting all across this country, and we are fighting for faith, family, freedom, and the Constitution. That's what we're doing. So please check us out at momsforamerica.us. All righty. Well, prior to co-founding her specialty sportswear company, Alexo Athletica, Amy Robbins was a TV host with several passions: running, women's security, and a passion for firearm safety and proficiency. Well, we met up with Amy at CPAC. She sat down with us. She talked with us about how she combined these passions to create a product that did not exist in the market. She designed fashionable safety athletic wear, or what she calls carry wear. All right, well, I'm not sure who has a cooler suit, myself or Amy.
Definitely you.
Yeah.
Definitely
you. I don't
know,
I think it's you. But look, we have Amy Robbins. She is the CEO of Alexo Athletica. She's the host of the Amy Robbins show on Play TV. She's an influencer. She has this clothesline. She's a mama. And we're glad to have you.
I'm so glad to be here. And no, you definitely have the cooler suit because, A, you don't totally clash with the background like I do in the bright orange. So, you know.
I love the suit. I love it. I love everything about Parler. We became friends actually a bit on the
we
Tucker
did,
tour.
Like through Parler. Parler is bringing people together.
Right.
And, you know, yes, it was the Tucker tour. We were both sponsors. And yeah. I feel like we're sponsoring like every event together.
Yeah.
So, yes.
So super cool. First of all, you're a mama.
I am. Yes. I'm a mom. I've got two littles. I've got a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old. And they are, busy. We're in a very busy phase
yes.
of life. You know, interesting story. So we had kids later in life. I had 7 miscarriages before getting my miracle babies. And honestly, like, so I started my company back in 2015, didn't have any kids. at that point didn't think we were going to have any kids, had surrendered all that to the Lord and just said, if this isn't in our cards, like, this isn't what we're gonna do.
Right.
So when he gave me the idea to start my company, it kind of was perfect timing, because it'd be very hard to start a company and do what we're doing, having two little babies at this age. And they're just at that stage where they're keeping me very busy.
Oh, yeah. 3 and 4.
Yeah.
I would say that is one of my, well, I guess you love all phases. I mean, now my kids are in their 20s.
Yeah.
I know. But 3 and 4, I love it because they love to snuggle.
Yes.
You're their hero.
Yes.
That you can take them and pick them up.
They
and
get happy.
You can
they
go
are
to
excited
the park.
When you come
it's
home.
So yes.
Yeah, they like are smiley and like, Mom's home. And I'm like, I never want this to end, but I know it will one day.
I know.
So yeah.
So good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, and hug them, enjoy every moment.
I do. I'm one of those, I threw kind of all the rules out the window that I thought I was going to do when I became a mom, like this whole co-sleeping idea. I'm like, you know what, I shouldn't pitch a fit about it. I don't make them go back to their room. They still get up every night and come sleep with me. And I said,
and
one day.
You can't tell anybody that until it actually happens.
Until it happens.
Right.
And I said, one day it's not going to be cool to sleep with mom anymore. So, like, I'm just going to let it be.
Yes.
It was too hard to get them here, and so I'm going to enjoy every single moment that
it's
I get
so
with
sweet.
Them.
Is boy, girl, or?
Boy and a girl. Yeah, my first is a boy, and then I had a girl 6 months later, found out I was pregnant, and both of them, complete miracle babies. Like, didn't do IVF, nothing, just God decided it was time.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
I love that. What a miracle story. So now, you're busy now, but you had started your business. I don't know if we should start with the show or Parlor. Where should
probably
we, where should
the
we go?
Business, because that's what led me to Parlor, as I would say. So I went out running. This is how my company started. So I'm in the 2A space is really kind of how. I was never in the political world, unless you want to say the Second Amendment is political.
Shouldn't be.
Even though it's for everybody. So I was TV hosting. My background is in hosting. I've been in the fashion industry, and so I was hosting a show for the NRA, actually. And that's how I had all this experience with firearms, being comfortable with them. But I didn't actually exercise my right to carry a firearm. So I thought, great, I'll have one at home, but never thought about carrying it on my body. One day I went out running in 2015, training for my marathon, and I went in a remote area. So I lived out in the country, and I had never felt unsafe on the back roads or anything. And I heard a car in the background. I looked behind me, there's a big van pulling up, and I noticed they were slowing down. They rolled down the window. There was like 7 guys in the car. They started harassing, aggressively catcalling, making me really uncomfortable. So I know millions of women have experienced that. It's awful. It's an
but
awful
you
feeling.
Felt, you felt vulnerable.
Absolutely, and I was defenseless. I had no tools,
right.
nothing, because I didn't ever think I needed it. I never thought I was unsafe until I was unsafe.
I know after this I'm going to be concealing carrying, because I do have my concealing carry, but I don't carry it because I am afraid to.
Well, so
it's intimidating.
It is intimidating. It took me a lot of training and practice to get over that, but it also found me creating comfortable solutions that made it easy for women to carry. So these guys did that. They drove to the end of the road. They came back and did it again. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was my aha moment. What happens if this goes beyond the aggressing, the harassing? So I said, God, if you just get me home, I'll do something with my second chance. They drove off. I run home, like any good Texan, I get my license to carry. And I said, all right, that's it. I'm going to carry this on my body, but where?
Right.
So I knew Lulu.
And that is, it's a challenge.
Yeah, I knew Lulu was never going to put holsters in their pants. I knew Nike was never going to put holsters in their pants.
True.
So I decided that I was going to create the very first athletic wear line that allowed women to comfortably and fashionably carry their self-defense tools on their body.
How cool is it? I love that, right?
Yeah.
Moms, there's a problem, we fix it.
Fix this, find the solution. And I mean, at that point, it was just myself I felt like I needed to protect. But now with children, I mean, these pants are so great for going to the parks with them. They've got 10 pockets, like, built in.
So where do you?
In the waistband. So it's a sturdy, reinforced, like, compressive waistband that holds. I've actually put 4 guns in my pants before, just to show how much weight it holds up. And it holds it
you
up perfectly.
You were just hoping nobody tried to pick on you when you got the 4 guns.
We just put it all in there. And the cool thing is, like, then you still have extra pockets for suckers. Bottles, like, you got your pants. I call them the mom pants. So you literally can just pack those pants out like a pack mule, and
wait,
you
is
just
it, is it like one of those cars?
Yeah,
that you could just keep taking.
They're like Mary Poppins pants.
Right.
Yes,
those cars that all the clowns keep coming out. Like 25 people come out of it. So the same thing with the pants.
That's exactly right. Yep. And over here on this, wait, there's more.
I got my rifle.
Yes. And trust me, I've had people play the what can you carry in your Alexa pants, and they have tried some crazy things. So,
idea. So, so online?
We're all online. Our original business model was to go direct to consumer and do our line. And so when I started my company, I tell people, back in 2015, 2016, there was not any alarms being raised on social media about shadow banning, censoring, anything like that, except for in the 2A community. So Meta and Facebook have always been a little hostile towards the idea of firearms. Even if you're showing them in a safe and proficient way, they don't like it. So they have been banning and censoring my business content, my own personal content, for years and years, but there was no alternative. So then we're raising the alarm, and then the elections, you know, happen, sure. And people are starting to see, wait a minute, my political content, my opposing voice is getting censored, or I'm getting shadow banned, or I'm getting marked for misinformation. What is this misinformation?
So by who, too?
Yes, people's eyes started to open up at this point. And then if you remember in 2020, a sitting president got kicked off of a major social media platform, which was Donald Trump, getting kicked off of Twitter. The only alternative right then was Parler. So the first iteration of Parler,
That's right.
They were the very first one over the hill to create a free speech platform. I immediately moved all of my stuff over to the platform. Unbeknownst to me, they were going to get shut down a day later from Google, Apple, and kicked off their cloud server from AWS.
Right. And then it kind of went, Parler went dark for a
while.
They did.
They went dark for several years.
Right.
But in the process of that, you had Getter, Rumble, True Social, Elon buys Twitter, creates X, makes it a free speech platform. So Parler showed everybody that there is a need and there's a marketplace for free speech platforms, especially with companies like mine who experience all kinds of crazy censorship. I didn't have hundreds of millions of dollars to pump into marketing.
Sure.
I relied on they didn't have the algorithms at that point. I relied on my audience that I built. I relied on my influencer program that we built to reach, they had like a following of more than like 10 million people. We built that from the ground up. You couldn't do that today. What we were able to do on a shoestring budget to start this company and grow it to what it is, you couldn't do that today, given how they've changed all the algorithms and everything. So that's why I chose Parler. When the new owners who bought it is dead, they bought pennies on the dollar. They were a tech company first. They owned their own private cloud. That was the first important piece. Because if you remember, AWS was their cloud server. You take away the cloud server, you have no operating social media platform.
Right.
So the tech company already owned the cloud, the data centers, everything. They just had really big plans to create an alternative ecosystem to what big tech platforms were. And that's how Play TV came about. That's how Parler came about. That's how our digital wallet came about. So,
I mean, Parler is not just a social media. It's not just a video platform.
Right.
It is expanded.
So think about this. So you've got your public forum. Yeah, absolutely. So when they relaunched, they did relaunch with the public forum, which is like your traditional Twitter wall or like an Instagram feed.
Okay.
That's Parler. Then we launched Play TV, which is our YouTube.
Uh-huh.
So it's two separate apps, but all within one ecosystem. So I can actually access my Play TV account by opening up Parler. And then I can just go post my videos, boom, 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 right there. My audience that grows on Parler also sees my Play TV videos. So I'm growing one audience at a time through multiple like verticals, basically.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty awesome, and I love the idea about that. I love the decentralized nature. I love giving the power back to the people. They're not taking our data and selling it to third parties. I don't know if you guys know this, but like Facebook, so as you sit and scroll on Instagram, they're tracking your every move, whether you're on the platform or not.
And is why you can be looking, you can look at one thing, and then you'll, for a year, you got ads on whatever.
You're 100% right, because they take that and they go sell it to a third party. They make about $900 a day per user. Think about the billions of users that are on Facebook.
Yeah.
Do you get paid? Does Facebook turn around and cut you a check for giving them your data?
No.
No, but Parler will. So when we built into the blockchain, we are now rewarding users for their engagement. You spend time on Parler, you like, you comment. We don't sell anyone's data, but you actually will get digital rewards from our blockchain. Yeah, so the users get rewarded too. So if for anyone, I'm not sure how crypto, like what the crypto knowledge is in this group. I am very, very new to the crypto world, but with the blockchain and the digital rewards, you want your token to get on an exchange. We have. We're on an exchange now. We're looking to get on a few more exchanges. So it gives you more options. We're also building on the ability to use your tokens throughout our entire Parler ecosystem too.
Right. And from what I understand, you're even growing more. There's going to be more and more, more and more options.
More and more and more. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yep. And people need it. Like, I get still having to think you need to use Instagram and Facebook and YouTube to put your content, just do like a shotgun approach and just blast it out there to as many platforms as you can. You don't have to be exclusive on Play TV. Like, I personally chose to put my show exclusively on Play TV
Okay.
because it's so easy to grow. When I put my bursts or the short form content on YouTube, for YouTube Shorts, I get one view, 8 views, maybe 10. I think the most I've gotten is 30 views on my content. Put it on Play TV, in 1 hour, I'm up to 2,000 views. So they don't have built-in algorithms that are shadow banning you, or like, you don't have to warm up an algorithm on Play TV. You want to be a new content creator, put your stuff on Play TV, and you're going to have instant success and really fast growth opportunities.
So I know Moms for America is participating.
Yes, you guys are, and
I love it. We got to get all of our stuff up there.
Yeah, well, when you guys, here's the exciting thing. We just bought a content delivery network, Edgio Edgecast. They actually streamed the Super Bowl. So very soon, as soon as they get all onboarded, we're gonna have their live streaming capabilities. So when you, I know y'all live stream.
We did,
at
yeah.
multiple yeah. events, which is awesome. It's such a great way to engage. The J.D. Vance event
Town
was live stream.
Did. Yeah, we sure did.
And I know Zachary calls me all the time and he's like, is that ready? Can we live stream? It's coming.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
It'll be
well,
here.
That's
so.
What we need to do. We need to get all of our information out
yes.
everywhere. No more banning, no more shadow banning, no more fact checking, all that stuff.
Yes.
Just let everybody share
yes.
their content.
Yeah.
But what about your show? Tell us about your show.
Yeah, so the whole reason that I wanted to start this show first was to be a proof of concept for other creators that you can grow really fast on Play TV. But what the content of about, like what I want the content to be about, because I've experienced shadow banning and I was kicked off of, what was it? Not TikTok. Yeah, TikTok. 3 times. I was completely shadow banned.
So you don't mess with any of those anymore.
So I had to start another channel to put my shorts on for this show. So I'm on my 4th TikTok account, growing very slow, because I'm not going to put money behind. I'm not paying these people to ban my content. Like, I'm not paying you. I do utilize the other platforms, but only in the short content. And then I put my full-length content on.
I see.
So, but the people that I'm having on, they've got the coolest stories, Dub. I'm talking about people who want to share alternative medical information. They want to come on and blow the whistle on what's happening DEI in schools. They want to talk about firearm safety. Like, it's just things that they are not going to be able to grow or get their message out on other platforms. So I want to provide a space that helps them amplify their voice without dealing with all that other garbage.
Good for you.
Yeah, so I'm meeting, I mean, y'all know me. I love to talk to people. I just love their story. I've got huge names that have been on the show. I've got people that I literally met in a bar that we just got to talking. And I'm like, do you have a cool story? Do you just want to come on and like share your story?
Yeah.
And they do. And so, yeah, we just talked to any and everyone who I find interesting, basically. Yeah.
Well, some words of advice to our moms. We always try to mom, I mean, you're in this culture, you're seeing the challenges, you've got little ones coming up.
Yep.
You're here at CPAC, you're fighting for freedom, you're fighting for their future. Some encouraging words for our moms, because it's difficult. It is a challenge right now.
It is a challenge.
To be a parent.
Well, it's a
Thank
challenge.
Thank God there's a revival coming.
Yes.
But still,
well, you're absolutely right. Thank God
over.
We are sitting here today in the circumstances that we're sitting in and not 4 more years under a completely different administration. But I just say, like, it's more important now than ever for moms to rise up, to be that mama bear, to be the to protect. Yes, our husbands and my husband will protect our family in the house, but like, we have to protect, what are they watching, what are they reading, what are they listening to, what are they, like, be involved and engaged with your kid on every single level, because the devil is sneaky.
Yeah.
And I always say that they are trying to get their propaganda, their woke agenda shoved down their faces every turn.
Sure.
I can tell you that I've turned on a Netflix show, like, it was like a Sonic show, and they were talking about transgenderism on a Sonic cartoon. I didn't think I would have to sit in the room with my children, but like, we have to be more vigilant now than ever, and we cannot be afraid to tackle the hard conversations with our children, because if we don't talk to them about the hard things, if we don't start filtering it through the lens of your values, of your beliefs, we filtered all through a biblical lens. We're Christians, and like, we want our children to learn how God designed things before
Amen.
The world gets to them.
Amen.
The world's gonna get to them. Like, I don't want them to be out of this world. I want them to be prepped and equipped and ready to fight this world head on with truth, having a foundation of truth. And you can't do that unless like you get involved. Don't have your head in the sand. You've got to know what is happening and what you guys are doing to raise awareness for the things
doing.
That we're facing in our education system, what policies are coming down the pipeline. Most moms stay out of that.
Right.
Politics are messy. Politics aren't fun.
Nobody wants to get into politics.
No, I know. I never thought I would be in politics. And I guess I'm not.
Well,
I don't know.
You know what
I guess
it is?
I'm kinda.
Then we say politics, but elections have consequences.
Exactly. Like, just
get involved. Legislation matters.
Yes.
And, you know, votes have, you know, roll-offs. I mean, we have got to be engaged in the culture. We cannot pretend like it doesn't matter.
100%.
Because it is going to touch your family.
Yep.
It is going to touch your kids.
And be more informed than just watching a nightly news channel, especially from a legacy media outlet. Like, please get alternative sources. Like, what you guys are doing with your content. I mean, that this is important. This is the new wave.
Like,
all of these solo shows and independent shows are how we're getting the message out. That's why it's so important that you guys keep bringing on the guests, that we have them come on our show, that people have more sources than their nightly news. Because if all you did was watch a headline clip or read a headline in a newspaper, you might think that you're informed, but you don't really know what's going on. And, you know, then that's what's dangerous about it. So, yes.
Well, thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you
for your voice. Love the suit, love Parler, and love your new line, too. I got to check it out.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me on the show. I love what Moms for America. I am, like, y'all's biggest fan. I just love every single woman that I have met with this group. You guys have an awesome support system.
We do.
By the way, which moms need.
Yeah.
And if they need...
That's what we say. We're the ultimate support.
That's right. You're 100% right. And, like, moms need it more than ever. And so I'm glad that you guys are doing what you're doing so they have that support group that they need. So...
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Boy, I love talking with these moms who are forging new paths for women and inspiring, and in this case, I'll say protective. So great job, Amy. We're all going to be checking that out. We go to your website. It's alexoathletica.com. Moms, that's where you can check it out and get all of your fashion safety wear. Love it. All right. Well, as always, I like to invite everyone to like, subscribe, and share our podcast with the moms in your circle. Also, if you have a topic for our podcast or a guest or information, please email me at podcast@momsforamerica.net. I would love to hear from you. Also, I do want to invite all of you to check out our new TV program, The Mom View. Well, how interesting, right? We talked with Kareth about her show and an experience with The View. But we have an alternative, a great place for conservative women to gather and discuss the cultural issues of today. Where do you find The Mom View? Here we go. Go to themomview.com to find out more. Watch our episodes. It is a great show. You'll totally enjoy it. All right. Lastly, I want to invite all of our moms listening to join the movement here at Moms for America. I hope that you're part of our movement. If not, please check us out at momsforamerica.us. We are moms uniting all across this country. We are fighting for faith, family, freedom, and the Constitution. We have everything to help you raise the next generation of patriotic kids. So please check us out at momsforamerica.us. We have incredible resources, programs, webinars, seminars, everything that helps you raise that next generation, moms. So please check us out. And as always, hope to see you next week. And let's keep changing our country one home at a time. See you next week. A special thank you to our sponsors, the Herzog Foundation and TUVU. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Herzog Foundation.